RNZ Pacific, mā aloha o mā upongi pongi ni. I'm Moritele Epitela with the news. The New Zealand Defence Force expects contaminated drinking water to be one of the biggest problems facing the people of Tonga. Communications remains limited since Saturday's eruption of the underwater volcano Hunga Tonga Hunga Ha'apai triggered tsunami waves, which travelled as far as Alaska, Japan and South America. Rear Admiral James Gilmore says a Hercules C-130 is on standby to fly to Nuku'alofa today, if conditions allow. Naval vessels are also being ready for a three-day visit. He says Tonga has been experiencing drought conditions.
Food security, hygiene, shelter, and of course once we understand the situation further to the north or the north of the archipelago, what other more prescient requirements may be needed?
One option is to send HMNZS Aotearoa, which can generate 100,000 litres per day of fresh water. Oxfam is confident their local Tīmantonga and other local humanitarian groups will be able to provide an immediate response to support people with food and drinking water. Oxfam have filtering units on the island of Tongatapu, which turns salt water into drinking water, and it's likely teams on the ground will already be responding. Oxfam Aotearoa humanitarian lead Carlos Carrion says clean drinking water is greatly needed, and after the water supply may become contaminated with ash fall.
They do have desalination units that could filter water from the ocean. They may have a capacity to purify more or less around 10,000 litres an hour, so that which could be at some point enough to at least provide drinking water.
Carlos Carrion says that they can also help with supplying food. More than 70 seasonal workers from Tonga are stranded in New Zealand after their flight home this week was cancelled. Air New Zealand says the repatriation flight from Auckland to Nuku'alofa on Thursday has been put on hold due to ash clouds caused by last weekend's volcanic eruption in the kingdom. Tongan RSE scheme liaison Sefi Tahauli says the workers fear for their family's safety and are disappointed they won't be seeing their loved ones.
But they should also be aware that this is something that was unexpected, and that in the interest of everybody's safety and making sure that not only they're safe at this end, but if and when they go back home, that they will also be safe and not become a burden to the to their families.
Sefi Tahauli says that they are working with the employers, airline and immigration officials to accommodate the Tongan labourers. The Vodafone Warriors are pledging assistance to Tonga to help out those impacted by the volcanic eruption. They have announced a relief package, the details of which will be revealed this week. The General Manager for Marketing and Business Development, Glenn Harris, says the Warriors have a strong connection to Tonga and are committed to helping the kingdom recover.
Over the weekend, we had a Zoom call amongst a number of executives. We are committed to putting together a number of initiatives to help provide support in critical areas, and I know that our players will want to do what they can as well.
There are six Tongans on the current Warriors roster, including former Kiwis captain Dallin Watene-Zelniak. Fiji is at risk of experiencing acid rain following the eruption in Tonga. Sulfur dioxide concentration in the atmosphere has increased overnight, which could result in acidic rain over Fiji. Alicia Foon has more.
Fiji's Department of Environment is asking people to cover all household water tanks and stay indoors. Acid rain can be harmful, especially to people with asthma and heart issues. Meanwhile, a heavy rain alert remains in place for parts of Fiji until Wednesday. The Fiji Meteorological Service has issued the advisory for the eastern interior of Vitilevu, eastern and northern parts of Vitilevu, northern division and Naofalau and Lomaiviti group.
Fijians who want to hold indoor events of more than 20 people would need to obtain a permit. This comes as Fiji's health authorities confirmed more than 5,000 people with COVID-19 are being isolated across the country. Fiji's acting Prime Minister and Attorney General Ayaz Said Kayum says outdoor events do not need a permit, but organisers are required to enforce COVID measures or they will be shut down.
There's a particular level of self-responsibility. We have gone about in all ways, you would have heard the various messages that have been given out, where we have the ability to have, you know, various measures and protocols where it can be policed. The police officer cannot be everywhere, and they don't want to be everywhere. There's a particular level of responsibility.
While there are no additional health measures, the government says it will introduce guidance on informal social gatherings restrictions. Samoa's opposition leader Tuila Epasatlele Malialinga Oi has been released from hospital in Apia after spending 3 days under observation. The veteran politician had complained of a fever as well as general tiredness following his weekly press conference last Thursday, and doctors decided to admit him. An official statement from the Human Rights Protection Party said Tuila Epa was recovering from the flu and that he required plenty of bed rest. Reports from Wallis and Futuna say for several months, some seabirds on smaller islands appear to be unusually weak and may die suddenly. According to local television, the phenomenon afflicts mainly black noddies, with some of them found dead on the beach. Locals say they'd had not observed this before and notified the Environment Service about it. A volunteer suggests the birds struggle to find food after finding the stomach of a dissected bird was empty. In sport, Boxing New Zealand chairman Keith Walker believes a knockout punch is about to be given the sport at the Olympics and Commonwealth Games. Walker, who has been involved in boxing in New Zealand for 70 years, says if elections at the international level don't go the right way earlier this year, then the sport will be dumped by the International Olympic Committee. The IOC has been concerned about the governance and finances of the International Boxing Federation for a number of years. Walker says the money that IBA president, the Russian Uma Krimlov, is bringing into the sport will taint elections.
Our concern is that there's so much money involved that we feel that he's not worried too much about the Olympic movement. He's more concerned about having IBA running their own ship and doing their own thing.
Walker says New Zealand boxing needs the Olympics and Commonwealth Games to survive. Rafael Nadal is taking no pleasure from the absence of great rival Novak Djokovic at the Australian Open, even if it means he has a clearer shot at the Grand Slam title record. Level on 20 Grand Slam titles with Djokovic and Roger Federer, Spanish star Nadal started his bid for a 21st record title with a straight sets win over American Marcos Giron in Melbourne Park. Unvaccinated Djokovic was deported from Australia after losing a court case to have the cancellation of his visa overturned. The Serbian star could be barred from playing in the year's next Grand Slam, the French Open, with the French government saying there would be no exemption from the country's new vaccine pass law. Nadal says it would be better for everyone if Djokovic was competing in Melbourne.
The ideal situation, the best players are on court and playing the most important events, without a doubt. And if Novak Djokovic is playing here, it's better for everybody. If it's fair or not that he's playing here, it's another discussion that I don't want to talk anymore about that.
Also advancing to the second round following first up wins were local Hope and Women's World number one Ash Barty, defending champion Japan's Naomi Osaka, and German third seed Alexander Zverev. That's the latest news from RNZ Pacific. For more on our stories, go to our website, rnzi.com.